preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia,
Virginia coal mines. In the western skies. Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. And we've got on the team tonight, we've got George covering the East Coast and the whole world. And I'm James Kelsey up here in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. We're proud of that. a wonderful place it is. And the weather is wonderful in the spring, summer, and fall. A little bit chilly in the winter. But that's why we stay indoors. That's why we live in houses and not teepees. George, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James. I'm trying not to live in a teepee either.
One of the great things that happened at the Phoenix event on Tuesday is that Donald Trump talked about Joe Arpaio. So there's more Arpaio. We mentioned that Donald Trump has prepared the papers for a pardon of Joe Arpaio, and let us the pardon has not been filed or launched. So I like this. It keeps the story. It forces the media, forces their face into the story, and they have to cover it for more than 5 seconds. Let's go to Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity today, he covered the story, and he had Joe Arpaio on. So let's hear from Sheriff Joe, one of the best sheriffs we have in America. Sadly, not a sheriff anymore, because the Democrats and liberals in Phoenix took away his job in the last election. This is Hannity.
Just curious, do the people in this room like Sheriff Joe? Yeah! Was Sheriff Joe convicted for doing his job? That's what. He should have had a jury, but you know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay? But I won't do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay? All right. But Sheriff Joe can feel good.
Hi, that was President Trump last night at his rally in Arizona, hinting he may in fact pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Joining us now to react, the man himself, the man the president was talking about, former Maricopa County Sheriff, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Joe, what did you think of the president's comments?
Well, I was humble. It was great, but that's him. Everybody said he would never talk about it that night, but, you know, I know him. My gut and my heart told me he would talk about it, and he did. So I have to thank him. I have to thank Fox, a great journalist that broke this story about 12 days ago.
Yeah, well, Greg Jarrett broke it, and I just think the president probably wanted to do it in his time and his way. Maybe there's a review going on, but at the end of the day, you enforced laws that are on the books, did you not? And were you not ordered not to enforce the law of the land?
No, I was enforcing a law. This goes back to the former president, Eric Holder. 60 days after they took office, they launched this investigation, and here it is. When I was running for office, contempt of court, misdemeanor, and they did it politically. So after this is over, Sean, and, at the appropriate time, I'm going to go public and talk about the abuse of the political and justice system. If people have to know the true story. If they can go after me, they can go after in this country.
There you go. That was a good little clip there.
And sure, try to let the people know.
We're back.
Sherp, explain specifically what happened in the case. You didn't have a jury of your peers. You didn't have... Explain the court side of this.
Well, I don't want to get too much into legal, but doing a civil case, the judge, and I'm not going to go into all his bias, believe me, but it will come out again. It's been public. Nobody will print it. But he pushed this over to another judge for contempt of court. And they charged me with the wrong charge. No jury. I can go on and on. So once again, the truth will come out. And I'm still concerned about the people of this country. If they can do this to me, after 55 years in law enforcement, two parking tickets in my life, and I have to sit in the defense table over this contempt of court. So we'll see what happens.
And Hillary goes free, and the unmaskers go free, and those that leak intelligence go free, and Uranium One deal goes free, and you never hear about Ukrainian interference in the election. We do have a dual justice system, sadly. We don't have equal justice under the law. Sheriff, I was glad to hear the president's remarks last night. Certainly, it's reassuring. Thank you for being with us. We always wish you the best of luck. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.
And coming up, excerpts of Hillary Clinton's audiobook. They've been released, and she's calling President Trump a creep. Why? Because he stood too close to her during the second presidential debate. This from the woman that's married to Bill and takes money from countries like Saudi Arabia. Greg Jarrett, Monica Crowley are here.
Okay, that was good, George. Got Joe, Sheriff Joe's response, and we learned some new details there about what happened. I like the way he summarizes how he... I like his main point. If they can do this to me, 55 years in law enforcement with two parking tickets, they can do it to any of us.
That's about the way things work in America, James.
And Sheriff Joe says he's going to let it all out. He said at the appropriate time, I am going to unleash all the truth about this case. So let's expect that right after the pardon. Also, another detail that we got, Sheriff Joe was being told Donald Trump was not going to talk about him in the Phoenix rally. He said, everybody was telling me Donald Trump will not mention it. But then he said, but I know Donald Trump, and I felt I knew he was going to bring me up. I like that. I like
and
that.
He chemistry. Did.
Yeah, and he did big time. So the... And another thing, folks, that we learned about this greatest president in American history, he had a teleprompter speech ready. He departed from that, as he does so often. He departed from the teleprompter speech, you know, countless times. I guess it could be counted, but it would be, you know, like 50 times. And he also, at one point, was pulling papers out of his jacket. And notes, things he had written down to insert into the speech. I love this aspect of Donald Trump. And he clearly in the speech also, you could see him turn to a new point, raise a new point, say something completely extemporaneously, just feeling the moment was right, looking at the crowd. Yes, the moment's right. And he went into a new point. Just a complete genius. Now, George, you had a you mentioned you've got a comment you wanted to make. This would be a good time. We don't
appreciate it, James. Just wanted to mention this wonderful man who's the governor of Virginia. Mr. McAuliffe is term limited, and he will no longer be the governor starting in January. American Free Press ran big story in the last issue that the Bilderbergers had invited him to their latest meeting. And some of the researchers at American Free Press believe strongly that he is their man to be possibly Donald Trump's opposition in the next presidential election, Terry McAuliffe. And, you know, anyone in RBN, frequent listener, you know, pick up, read about Governor McAuliffe, and you've got one heavy-duty left-winger on your hands. And he had a lot to do with Virginia not voting for Donald Trump. His opponent's going to be Ed Gillespie, a heavy-duty Bush guy. I consider him a rhino. And in the primaries some months ago, he was taken to task by folks who lost the primary close to him, called Mr. Gillespie a cuckservative, among other things. I think it's pretty, you know, the Nationalist Times used to find people like this and label them the designated loser. So we have a designated loser in the GOP who's going to, you know, flop and twitch like a flat fish and lose the election to whatever left-wing pink is going to take over in Virginia. That's not good. Charlottesville came up, and Ed Gillespie, and oh my God, it's all the fault of those horrible right-wing extremists on the alt-right. Oh my God, the Confederate flag, you're satanic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the alt-right isn't necessarily my cup of tea, or lots of other people. Sometimes we cringe when they go on the scene, but I do know that in Charlottesville, the alt-right, among other folks, had a permit to go and protest. And when they went to protest, the other side was tipped off. They showed up in mass, and we had the conflagration that we all saw on the TV. And a couple of days later in Boston, very similar rally was very well protected. The free speech rally, there were no incidents whatsoever, and Boston was nice and quiet. So some of the people in Charlottesville, from wherever they came from, they sustained injuries. They were injured during the fight. I'm going, I won't say do this, I'm going to ask, are you going to file suit against the state of Virginia, the governor's office, against the county of Albemarle, or perhaps the mayor of the city of Charlottesville? And I don't know if those things would be useful or not. Nevertheless, that incident happened. We're trying to forget it, but it did happen, and the other side ambushed protesters who had a permit, and it was laid straight at the feet of Governor Terry McAuliffe. All of this stuff ticks me off. It makes me want to puke. And we're going to have a left-wing pink dictator again in the state of Virginia. And that state's going to be gone to Donald Trump when he tries to, you know, get reelected in 2020. I'm not pleased with all that, or 2022. That's my editorial from George for Thursday night. Did I get gonged?
Oh, no, here I am. Yeah, very, very well said, George. And the, you know, the...
It's a sad thing, Old Dominion state has become what it is. Well, so, you know, Northern Virginia and the environs around the District of Corruption dominate the state. Yes. Virginia is filled with magnificent patriots, yes, except for Northern Virginia and other, urban Richmond and urban Norfolk and whatnot. That state was in play. And, you know, on election night, for a while, you know, that was in the Trump column. And now, yes, I just can't sit by and say nothing as another George Bush clone goes to throw the election in in Virginia and give away a bunch of electoral votes. That ticks me off.
Yeah. Well, I think this is something that I'd like to put out there to the audience. I think the time is very much right for Donald Trump to sort of activate something he talked about in every single primary rally and every single general election rally. I think in just about every one, he took time to say, this is not a campaign. This is not just a campaign, folks. This is a movement, over and over again. He made that clarification. Not a campaign, it is a movement. And indeed, that's exactly what it is. It's why this radio show was created. And I think it's a great time now for Donald Trump to begin forming the movement. And so that when he goes to a rally, such as the one with 30,000 people in Phoenix, he can say, everybody, you know, is anybody here not signed up in the movement? Anybody here who doesn't have an assignment in our campaign? And so that he will go into 2020, hopefully 2018, just as a cheerleader for all the candidates he wants to be elected in 2018. But then in 2020, he will go into that campaign against, if it's McAuliffe, how about Hillary again? That would be great, wouldn't it? If we could get Hillary to run again.
We'd
all love that. That would be too cool. Too much to hope for. But the Democratic Party has really radicalized itself. And the crazies in the Democratic Party, of whom there are many, have really taken over. And the guys, like, speaking of Virginia, Democrat candidate, I'm just going to whisper this so that they don't hear this and think of nominating him, Jim Webb of Virginia, would have been a very strong candidate against Trump. And I think he was former Navy secretary.
You brought it up, James.
Yes.
Dear Mr. James Webb, Vietnam veteran, why in the world don't you change your affiliation like the good governor of West Virginia? How can you continue one more day in your life being a bloody stinking left-wing Democrat, Jim?
Well, see,
okay.
See, that's the takeover that's occurred within the Democratic Party. The reason Jim Webb never even got up for air during the Democratic primaries was the radicals have taken over. The Huma Abedins have taken over, and Anthony Wieners, and they don't like Jim Webb, and they don't like his kind of Democrat, which is the old Reagan Democrat. So they don't. So Jim Webb never got off the flight deck. And but if they nominated such a person, they might have a chance. But then the radical left wingers would be releasing their control of the Democratic Party, and they're not going to do that. I don't think they're going to nominate, like, Terry McAuliffe would be an example of a crazy Democrat. And this is fine for us, because America is, Donald Trump is showing them just how radical the left is and the Democrats and how crazy they are. So this will make for a good victory for Donald Trump in 2020. And his second 4 years could be really, really remarkable. It generally does happen that a president who serves two terms, in that second term, boy, they can get some stuff done that they were just hoping to do in the first term. So, we'll see. There'll be a lot of, of course, the Democrats will be clawing and scratching each other's eyes out as these conscienceless people. That's another thing about the left. These are dirtbags, these people, these Huma Abedins, these Anthony Wieners, these Hillary Clintons, these Terry McAuliffes. They are lowlifes. So they don't have any good conduct towards each other as they scramble for power. So there should be real great infighting that we can cheer on as they figure out who they're going to run against this titan, Donald Trump. We'll be right back, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say. So sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. This is the Trump Phenomenon, and I'm James Kelso. The lines are open for you to call. Let us see. We've actually got Tom in Florida and George in Texas. The number is 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. Let us start out with Tom in Florida. Tom, thank you for calling.
Good day, James. Nice to speak. We haven't spoken in a while. I've been doing a lot of work. Yeah, I think that would be a great T-shirt, a great hat. Donald Trump's my great titan president. I think it's just all hats like that.
Speaking of titans and larger-than-life figures, I got to meet Lou Ferrigno when I used to live in Santa Monica, and he shopped at the same health food store that I shop. Yes, the Incredible Hulk. And he, today we learned that Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, is being picked by Donald Trump to possibly be the head of his President's Council on Fitness. And so, and Ferrigno's a real patriot.
Rock and roll!
That was kind of a nice piece of news. Now, Tom, go ahead. You like
the hat. That's great news. James, that's great news. My point is this. This guy Soros, he should be held under RICO laws. They should he should be arrested for what he's doing by with the RICO Act. He could be arrested. This guy is he's the enemy of the state. And this guy Soros, if it was a Republican donating to Republicans protesting $1,800, $2,400, the Democrats and Mossad would have him arrested. They would have that person, that billionaire,
yes,
arrested.
Well, in a moment, we're going to hear from, Tom, in a moment, we're going to hear from Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's going to talk about this very subject. But go ahead. What's your next comment?
Yes. My next comment is this also. What about Sheila Jackson Lee? You're going to take her from, now you're going to have to call her Sheila in Congress? You know, this guy Robert Lee, the announcer, they want to take this guy off ESPN. But what about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Yeah, that was a laugher. Yeah. Well, no, they have the phrase hoist on their own petard. The left is being hoist on their own petard over and over again. The hypocrisy is their middle name. So, you know, when you're a hypocrite like this, then it really gets interesting. It gets easy to attack them. Exactly.
James, you got other callers. James, listen, I want to say this, and I want to get this off my chest. I was watching History Channel. The two biggest slave owners in 1865, right before Lincoln, the war ended, were black Afro-Americans who owned black slaves. I don't know if you want to do a study on that, but I remember seeing that on the History Channel, and I remember reading the papers of Abraham Lincoln when I was in high school, and Abraham Lincoln was, if they're going to have to take the Lincoln Memorial down in Washington if they keep this up, because Lincoln was actually going to be more brutal to the blacks than anybody, because he wanted to ship them all back to Liberia and Monrovia. If you look at the papers of Lincoln, he said, you'll never get along. We're going to have to all go back to Africa. Look at his paperwork, Jane. You can do a whole show on that. Lincoln's papers.
Thank you, Tom. And then I'll just make a comment here. I think it was Sean Hannity who mentioned that 46 out of 55 signers of the Declaration of Independence were slave owners. And slavery was very, very common. It was universal around the world at that time. It was abolished by the white race. We abolished it.
Still have slavery in Africa.
Yes, it's true. And in the Middle East. Anyway, but thank you, Tom. And we're going to go to George in Texas next. George, you're on the air. Come in, George.
Ahoy, George.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, George. Yes. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, the thing is, we hear about, President Trump trying to bring the country together, and I think so. Would really make the lefties and really frustrate them. It's right now I'm in the path of a tropical storm or Hurricane Harvey, whatever it is, when it makes it ashore. And I know if there's a lot of devastation, if there's a lot of, a lot of need going around, the thing is, every time when there's a disaster in this country, the country comes together, unites, and tries to meet the need when we have a natural disaster. And I could just see President Trump capitalize on it, saying, see how America comes together? What?
Yes, that's a thought. Now, we're getting caught here by a break, George, so hang on. We'll have you at the other side of the break, and folks, this is a chance for you to call in. See you in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are back. Thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon. Let me just play a little moment here of Judge Napolitano. Hang on, George, we'll get to you. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano on Lou Dobbs, and Andrew Napolitano may be Donald Trump's next Supreme Court nominee, very possibly. Great man, great judge, and and a very good friend of Ron Paul. The last time I saw Andrew Napolitano, he was on the stage at the 2011 Political Action, the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, and the two men were having a very friendly colloquy between two friends in front of an audience of about 3,000 of us. Here he is.
Joining us tonight, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, great to have you here.
To be with you.
Everyone was talking about the unmasking that was released to so many agencies in the final days of the Obama administration, but this predates that by 3 years.
We didn't know about that until just the past 24 hours.
Right.
So we have the Obama administration dealing with raw intelligence data, transcripts of telephone calls, text messages, and emails and it doesn't say who's speaking to whom. Suddenly they find out that it's a lot easier for them to find out who's speaking to whom. That's number one that you just talked about with Jim Clapper in 2013.
Right.
Shortly after Donald Trump was elected, probably when Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice decided they were going to make life difficult for him.
Right.
The president asks Loretta Lynch, a fourth person of this in this gaggle, to change the rules about keeping secrets secret. So for generations, going back to 1947, when the CIA was founded, if an intelligence agency gets raw data, they keep it unless it's absolutely necessary to share it with another one. This rule in December of 16, it can all be shared with all 17 intelligence agencies in the executive branch. Within 2 days of that sharing, where did transcripts of the conversations of Mike Flynn and the Russian ambassador show up? The New York Times and the Washington Post.
And there's been no repercussion, no effort accountability whatsoever against the Obama administration, no investigation, not by a sitting Republican attorney general, not by a Republican-led House of Representatives and its respective committees or the Senate.
I hope that you and I are wrong. I hope that Jeff Sessions ordered the FBI on day one in office to commence an investigation, and they're following the rule, which Jim Comey didn't follow. You don't reveal the existence of an investigation until you indict somebody.
I hope they're following.
If they are, they're going to go very, very, very high up the totem pole in the Obama administration, because who was probably receiving the tastiest morsels of this raw intelligence data with the unmasking? They all had one boss, Barack Obama.
Like you, I want to believe your scenario above all. But I think also like you, I'm highly skeptical.
Yes.
And at this point, we have an attorney general who should be making noise.
Yes.
And be holding to account.
Yes.
People in that administration who have attacked and tried to subvert this administration, it should be public. It should be as energetic as any investigation in the country's
history. I know that that these investigations take time, but we're now in the seventh month. I would hope that it's well on its way. Not the only way. You talk about Hillary Clinton. I mean, they are not bound. The Sessions Justice Department is not bound by Jim Comey's ill-advised, inappropriate, untoward announcement on July 5th. 2016,
not to
prosecute her.
Right.
They have a tractor trailer, if you print it on paper, load of a file to go through. There is a mountain of evidence of her guilt there.
But overwhelmed.
Okay, there you go, folks. That's hot. That's great. That's Andrew Napolitano. That's not just anybody. This is a judge. This is a real legal genius. And he said something very important there. He said, I hope. Lou, you're wrong. I hope that, in fact, Jeff Sessions has a great investigation going, and he's keeping it confidential as he's supposed to. But you heard both Andrew Napolitano and Lou Dobbs saying, I'm skeptical. They are both skeptical.
But I'm skeptical.
Yeah, this is important. There may not be two more essential minds in the public arena who are better informed and better qualified to comment on what you just heard. So that was a very important conversation. Yeah.
So far, Mr. Sessions has been a cataclysmic failure. At least George thinks so.
Well, on the positive side, Jeff Sessions has done some great things on the border. He is, in fact, rounding up MS-13 gangs left and right and shipping them by the thousands back where they came from. We know this. Donald Trump is very pleased with this action by Jeff Sessions. The worst thing that Jeff Sessions did was his recusing of himself on Russiagate, the phony Russiagate.
And he did, and he should resign because that's unacceptable.
Well, okay. Jeff Sessions is a very loyal guy, so I think if Donald Trump indicated to him in private that, you know, hey, it would be good if you would resign, he would. Jeff Sessions is not an egotistical guy. He's not stuck up on himself. I think he's a good guy. I think he made a mistake.
I like what Napolitano said. Doggone it. It's almost Labor Day weekend. How
right.
Are we going to wait till the second term to do this, Mr.
Right.
Sessions?
Well, now what he would be accusing, this is the way I read it, Andrew Napolitano would be accusing Jeff Sessions there on that interpretation. And Andrew Napolitano himself, he says, I don't know. Maybe he's got a really, pedal to the metal investigation going that will go way up the food chain. He was saying it'll go right up to Barack Obama. That would be something. And one of the reasons that Jeff Sessions seems very unperturbed and very, steady when he makes appearances and so on. He does not appear to be troubled in any way. He may know some things that he's doing that, in fact, are bombshells, and he can't leak it. So there may be much about Jeff Sessions coming up that's going to be very, very good. Realize, George, this is Andrew Napolitano. Now, nobody has more inside connections and is higher placed than Andrew Napolitano to know what's going on here. He's friends with all these people, including Jeff Sessions. And so he himself is sitting there. He's not sure whether something really good is happening or this is all that I hear him accusing Jeff Sessions of in this case, is that he is on the recusal. Andrew Napolitano was clear. He said he didn't need to do it. This is a very important, more qualified legal authority than Jeff Sessions himself. He said he didn't need to do it. And in this latest thing he's talking about right here, which is going after Hillary Clinton and going after Barack Obama, he's accusing Jeff Sessions of being too much Mr. Nice Guy. If that's what's happening, that's the big if. And then he makes the point that 7 months in here, so, we ought to have something ought to be, we ought to see some fire in the burner here with 7 months, down the track.
Well, I agree. 7 months in. And
but that's
7 months from now, James, I'll be eating my grilled cheese sandwich with you going, God, I wish we hadn't picked who we picked for attorney general.
I'm just like Andrew Napolitano. What you just heard there, that's exactly my frame of mind. I go along with what Andrew Napolitano is thinking because he's the guy. He's the qualified guy who shares our thinking, who has much better sources of information than we do. Let me go back to our caller here. If he's still with us, George, are you still there in Texas?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, yeah, it looks like this thing is turning into a hurricane. It says a force 3 hurricane, and you Texans are tough, so I don't think but I see your point, that America does come together in times of difficulty and so on, but I think an even bigger time of difficulty, we're already in it up to our eyeballs. The whole Trump phenomenon, the whole Trump election, the fact that he's still campaigning, he must still campaign. He is still fighting. He's now fighting the deep state. When he was campaigning, he had less of a fight on his hands with the deep state than he does now. So he's still running. He's still running for president. And now this is the other exciting thing, George, that's going on. Lou Dobbs taking on Paul Ryan, taking on Mitch McConnell. And so a real war within the Republican Party is shaping up. This is going to be exciting going into 2018. This is going to be very exciting. Jeff Flake is the latest person to be fingered by Donald Trump. He did this in Phoenix, and it was wonderful, the drama that he said, I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not going to mention the name of your other senator. And the crowd is going wild because Jeff Flake is an absolute never Trumper. And he's just released a book in which this is unbelievable. The Lou Dobbs said this is unconscionable. Jeff Flake just released a book in which he from cover to cover, he's slamming Donald Trump, our president. Jeff Flake pretending to be a U.S. senator representing our people. And he's nothing of the sort. He is a part of the deep state. He's opposed to Donald Trump. So the worst of the Senate and the worst of the House, remember, every single House member will be up for reelection in 2018. So this goes back to my opening comment. I think it's time, let's get that movement that our great president so clearly talked about so accurately. This is not a campaign. It is a movement. we're behind you, Mr. President. We are in this movement. We're ready for our marching orders. We're ready to form, you know, state committees and local committees and block committees and, you know, whatever we need to do to get mobilized for 2018 and 2020. And this can all happen entirely as part of the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon, the Trump effect. It does not need to be under the aegis of the Republican National Committee or anybody else that's, you know, anybody who happens to not be reliable, like Mitch McConnell in the Senate or Paul Ryan in the House. They don't have to be in charge of any of this. The movement that you've created, Donald Trump, that movement stands alone, stands by itself, and is bigger. Well, I was talking to somebody who's in Mitch McConnell's, one of our listeners in Mitch McConnell's district in Wisconsin, and he said, well, I might see, not Mitch McConnell, I mean Paul Ryan, in Paul Ryan's district. He said, I might see Paul Ryan this weekend. What should I say, Kelso? And I said, well, okay, you're only going to get one sentence, so say this. Say, 63 million of us voted for Donald Trump, and you, Paul Ryan, who received 250,000 votes, you're betraying us, the 63 million. And that's, you know, it's kind of a little bit too intellectual question, but the point being, this guy, Paul Ryan, who does he think he is? That's what Lou Dobbs said one night. He said, who does this guy think he is?
Well, he's a George Soros client. That's who he thinks he is.
Yeah. 250,000 measly votes. Donald Trump got 63 million. And another thing, I think a nice insight that we had last night, or was it the night before, over 4 million went to Dingleberry, the former governor of New Mexico, and Johnson, and William Weld. And that's another thing that the Trump movement can target, those 4.3 million votes. Let's get the lion's share of those votes. Let's get those people to understand Donald Trump is the candidate for anybody who's entertains libertarian dreams or hopes. You better vote for Donald Trump, or your libertarian dreams and hopes will vanish into thin air. So that was a lot of votes that Governor Johnson of New Mexico and Weld of Massachusetts bled off as part of the Never Trump movement. And they were very clear about that. They were running to defeat Trump. That was their goal. And they came damn close. That's a lot of votes, and Trump only won by a few hundred thousand in a couple states like Pennsylvania. So there you go. Well, George, thank you very much for calling, my friend, and good luck. Good luck in the, you know, in surviving floodwaters and everything. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to make one point that we got to make sure President Trump knows is because I have a feeling he's being isolated, and I know the deep state through FEMA is going to try to, through incompetence, to try to, for any relief efforts or anything. I have a feeling FEMA is going to try to jam up and try to make Trump look bad. Let's not make sure that happens. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
That's quite a point, because we remember the catastrophe of Hurricane Katrina, when a very interesting character was the president at that time. Huh. That went very, very poorly. Funny how that works. Yeah. He never got taken to task. Well, it turned into an all-out anti-white orgy, and especially in New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was in Katrina, actually. I was a real fool. I had been, I was coming back from a Ron Paul. Let me try to remember the occasion there. Ron Paul, let's see, what was the event? I was at an event in Texas. I think it was a Ron Paul event. And I was driving back while Katrina was going on. I was in a hurry to get back to my base there at the time, which was in Mandeville, Louisiana. So the hurricane wasn't over. I was in a hurry. I was driving through the edges of Katrina. I was actually looking at those long spiral arms. And I was, fortunately, I was on the correct side, the safer side of the hurricane on the west. The east side, which was hitting and slamming Slidell, where a lot of people died, that was the bad side to be on. That was the side where Mississippi got smacked. But I was on the calmer side of the hurricane. But I was actually driving through really strong winds on an interstate. Nobody was on it except me. So a kind of silly, stupid story. Maybe I shouldn't tell it. But yeah, I sure remember Katrina. And by the way, the house I lived in took three trees through the roof. Three trees, boom, boom, boom. Both ends of the house in the middle, three huge trees, which church volunteers came down and pulled those trees off the house and patched it up, cut up the trees, did it all for free. Church volunteers, Yankee church volunteers came down to Mandeville. We got a little break right here. There's a good chance for you to call in. We'll see you after the break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And boy, you know, George, we're up against the end of the show here, so we've just got time to kind of do a concluding comment. No time for any calls at this point. And let's see, where should we go with this?
When's the next rally?
Yeah, when's the next rally, folks? That I'll tell you what. However much Donald Trump can take of these rallies, I'll tell you, this is the winner. And that rally in Phoenix, I hope many, many people saw it. I fear not enough did. And to remedy that, the great news, Steve Bannon, he made a comment today. Steve Bannon said, he said, in the White House, I had influence. He said, outside the White House, I have power. And
he's all over that. And we need your network, Mr. Steve. I don't know if you listen to our show, but we need that network. We need to be on TV prime time for real.
Yes. But that's very, very, I mean, that's cause for great happiness, actually. Inside the White House, I had influence. Outside the White House, I have power. And he is really, that's his element. He was a fish out of water in the White House, running Breitbart, meeting with people like the Mercers, who have the ability to drop hundreds of millions of dollars into a new network. This is great news. And if that can get people viewing the right side broadcasting, the full camera view of these events, which the networks, they chop it up, they reduce it. Another thing I noticed about when I was watching the Phoenix event on the right side broadcasting video, it was clear. It was crisp. When I looked at the network video, it was all blurry. And don't tell me that's not intentional. It was all blurry. It was not fun to watch, the audio or the visual aspect of it. So they're screwing it up intentionally, and they won't widen out to show the audience. So these rallies, Donald Trump do the rallies, and us folks in the media, I guess, George, you and I are in the media now.
That's us, James.
we're in the media. So our job is get these rallies out to you, get these choice moments from these rallies out to you, encourage you to see them, let you know where you can see them and how you can see them. And let's get this Patriot News network going, this giant web of patriots supporting Donald Trump on the Trump train. And let's get this baby rolling. And I feel
now
very...
would be a good time. If we had that network, we can go on the air every night and say, Attorney General, get to work. Start the indictments now or resign and let us get a better Attorney General.
Well, yeah, and it'd be, again, he might be a good guy, George. He might be just doing fine. And again, my trust goes into this great man, Donald Trump. How much does Donald Trump know, compared to me, for instance, of what's going on inside his cabinet? This guy, I don't come up to his ankles. I trust his judgment. So, he's got Jeff Sessions in there now. He knows what he's doing. We'll see you. We'll try to keep up with this giant Donald Trump and tomorrow night's show. We'll see you tomorrow night. So long.
Don't stop believing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.